everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Ed Alexander's on the other side of the glass producing and engineering today's show, making sure everything comes off beautifully as usual. Ed does a great job. He also will take your calls, as we call call screener, but we have a great listening audience. Ed doesn't have to usually do a lot of screening with the Buckmaster Show audience. It is the 25th of February, 2015. It's a Wednesday, our midweek edition. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Then we make it very easy for you to listen to any of our programs anytime, really anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com. We have our complete archive, really pretty much every show we've done in over 4 years of this project. And we have links to the Buckmaster Show on the homepages at TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Sahuarita Sun. And our newest media partner is Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and their website, TucsonLifestyle.com. We'll begin with one of my favorite subjects. I love to travel, and I love to travel by air, so I love to talk about air service. I'll have our quarterly Tucson air service update here on the show. And then another subject dear to my heart, I like to talk about nutrition and health. 12:30 today, the nutrition reporter Jack Chalom will join us, and Jack will answer your health and wellness questions. The Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. We're now just about 20 friends shy of 4,000. So if you'd like to help us reach that milestone, check it out. It's Bill Buckmaster on Facebook page. Dick Grunzel is with me, Vice President of Administration and Finance. He is the CFO for the Tucson Airport Authority. And once a quarter, at least, we call upon Dick to come in to the Buckmaster Show to talk about air service and what's going on at the airport. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having us on.
Well, anybody that looked at like the USA Today website today saw all those cancellations, and this has been like going on almost every week. And it's Boston, the East Coast, just getting hammered. You know, Boston, record amount of snow, 7-8 feet in that area. The storm's kind of missing Chicago, which is good for us because that's one of our nonstop destinations out of Tucson. Dallas had a little problem with some ice, but otherwise, for Tucson folks, we're kind of weathering this.
Yeah, it really has had minimal impact. As you mentioned, Dallas had the ice a week or so ago, which did result in a couple of cancellations here and there. But for the most part, we've been very fortunate that we haven't really had any of that those problems affecting us here.
Arizona Daily Star had a piece today about Arizona House Bill 2619. This would repurpose the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, including raising funds, some needed funds to support the push to get better nonstop air service. And I guess that bill is pretty much dead.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And it's very unfortunate. This was an idea that came forward from the Southern Arizona Lodging and Resort Association and Tom Tracy with that group. It's really important because communities throughout the country that are like us, that are trying to get additional air service, are coming up with ways to fund programs. And it's unfortunate with the airlines these days. If a community wants air service, that airline has to take that plane away from another route, which is more than likely making money. In order for them to take that risk, it really takes a community to step forward and put some type of revenue guarantee is kind of the preferred method that the airlines like to make sure that they're at least not going to lose money on that new route.
Revenue guarantees, and this is really becoming the competition, just like for economic development, trying to move new business to Tucson. It's the same thing in your business, Dick Grunzel, trying to get nonstop service. We're not alone. Other medium-sized airports, they all want more nonstop service. So this has become almost like a deal breaker, these revenue enhancements, or what did you call them?
Revenue guarantees.
Revenue guarantees.
Right.
That if you're going to come to Tucson and you're going to bring nonstop service, we want the airline saying, we want some kind of guarantee that you can cover us if things don't go all that well.
That's right. And you know, and the flip side to that is, you know, there are certain routes where, you know, we just think it's a, you know, from our point of view, it's a no-brainer, you know, places like New York and Washington, D.C. But the flip side of it is, if the route works, then the money isn't tapped. And so it actually, you know, wouldn't have to be paid out. But, you know, the airlines are just so risk averse. It's, you know, especially on longer haul routes like that from Tucson, you know, Albuquerque has this type of a program. Reno has done it. And, you know, all, you know, when a community like Tucson doesn't have something like that, it just moves us to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, and of course, some of the cities we keep, we need Albuquerque again to get that going again, Tucson to Albuquerque, because I know so many people would use that service, and they'd rent a car and they'd drive up to Santa Fe or whatever for a weekend. And it's a natural for us, Albuquerque.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, even though that's a really short flight, it's mm-hmm. just the kind that doesn't seem to fit into any airline's business model anymore, you know, going from one medium-sized city to another medium-sized city. So, you know, again, you know, for them to kind of, you know, think outside their box and consider doing something like that. It takes something additional other than just us saying, well, you know we have 80 passengers a day and it's a no-brainer that they're going to fill up your plane. That just doesn't go very far without something to back it up.
All right, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. We're going to go now to Jim is with us. Jim, how are you today?
Hi, good morning, Dick. I'm wondering if there are opportunities for revenue enhancement for TIA with commercial drone service. Is that something that anybody is taking a look at for the future? And secondly, would TIA consider, let's say, just a weekend service to Albuquerque, and they don't have to pay apron fees except for on a per-use basis as opposed to a long-term lease?
Hmm. Okay, great. Thanks for the question. Regarding drones, you know, definitely we're looking at all, you know, revenue opportunities at the airport. You know, the whole drone situation is, you know, heavily, you know, regulated at this point. The FAA just came out with some new regulations regarding drones. And the FAA actually set up certain test areas throughout the country for drone activity. You know, one of the challenges we have at our airport is just because of all of the traffic we have with both the passenger service, the military activity, the heavy general aviation activity. It's a, you know, drone activity has a difficult time fitting into that without creating some significant safety concerns. So, you know, while it's something that we're looking at and certainly will, you know, try and find some opportunities in that area, it's at this point, it really, you know, we really haven't been able to find anything. In terms of Albuquerque, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, weekend service is a possibility, but again, the challenge is finding an airline that's going to do it. I mean, even a couple of times a week, an airline is going to say, well, you know, you have to make sure that I'm not going to lose money on that route. And if the community is willing to, you know, step up in some manner, you know, with an incentive, you know, so that they can know that they're not going to lose money, then that's certainly a possibility.
All right, 790-2040. If you have any air service questions, any questions in general about aviation here in Tucson, perhaps you like Tucson Airport. We hope to hear from you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you go to Phoenix. Then Dick would like to hear from you too, and your reasons for going out of Phoenix. And people still, I think the perception, Dick, is that they're going to get a better deal and they're going to save money.
Yeah, and you know, we hear that all the time, and you know, the latest information that's published by the Department of Transportation indicates that there's only a $13 on average fare difference between Tucson and Phoenix. That's one way. So on a round trip, that'd be $26. So you know, when you look at the price of gas, even though it's come down, but it's still at least half a tank of gas, you know, get up there and back. And the parking is much more affordable here in Tucson. Ease of use of the airport, the chance of getting stuck in traffic, missing your flight, the aggravation of getting back at 10 o'clock at night and driving back to Tucson. it's really a compelling case that, you know, it's just not worth it.
And the hassle there about Picacho, I mean, there was that big article in the paper Sunday about trying to eventually widen I-10 in that area that is very narrow around Picacho. That's a hassle, and many people would say very dangerous. So
it's hard to take that drive, it seems, without seeing a rollover.
I tell you, it's dangerous. Before we take the break, Dan has a suggestion for an air route. And Dan, go ahead. You're with Dick Grunzel.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You're talking about airlines having to make money on individual routes. Well, you know, I keep up with the fact that airlines are buying these Brazilian and Canadian small airplanes that carry 50 to 80 passengers, and I know American Eagle is flying from here to Los Angeles for those small planes, and I have a business in San Diego, and to avoid that Southwest Airlines cattle car, I just drive over to San Diego, but those small planes could, American could make money going from San Diego to Tucson to Albuquerque and Denver. And I don't know if anyone suggested that, but I know they could make money on those routes.
I think so too, Dan. Let's hear what Dick says. He's the expert.
Yeah, I think they could probably make money. The problem is, basically airlines, the major airlines these days, let's, American, Southwest, United, and Delta. From smaller and medium-sized cities like Tucson, the only place they're flying is to one of their hubs. Mm-hmm. So with American, you're talking Los Angeles, which we have with American, Chicago, which we have, Dallas, which we have. Those are the hubs that they fly to from here. They just do not fly, routes between smaller and medium-sized cities without going through one of their major hubs. So even though it makes perfect sense to you, makes perfect sense to me, unfortunately, it doesn't make perfect sense to them.
Yeah, all right. It's 12:17 on the Buckmaster Show. You can reach us at 790-2040. Also, I've got the computer in front of me, so you can email me a question at bill@buckmastershow.com, and we'll pass it on to Dick Grunzel in segment number two of our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
It's time again for the Pima Council on Aging's Ages and Stages Expo. Join us for this free event on Saturday, February 28th at the Casino del Sol Resort. There'll be exhibits, educational seminars, demonstrations, prizes, and live entertainment. Learn lots of new ways to enhance your life as you grow older. Ages and Stages is brought to you by CareMore, Jackson White Attorneys, Zounds Hearing, Cascades of Tucson, Desert Diamond Casino, and the Assistance League of Arizona. So, don't miss Ages and Stages on February 28th, because if aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. Call 790-0504 or visit us online at pcoa.org. PCOA, the place to go for help when you don't know where to start.
Hi, I'm Kath McCauley. I teach beginners and professional artists to sketch and paint all over the U.S. Isn't it time to be amazed at what you can do? You can pocket sketch in public and not be noticed. Be done in 25 minutes or less. There's no cleanup, and everything fits in a fanny pack. This is ideal for hiking, biking, standing in line, or in a cafe. Imagine capturing what you think you see anywhere.
Workshops in March, April, and May. Call Kathleen at 318-9291 or Kath at pocketsketching.com for workshop schedules.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you slapping yourself with a board for taking your car to Quirky Lube? Why not a mechanic where you won't need penitence? Perfection Auto Works, since 1994, specializes in Porsche, Audi, Mercedes, and BMW. We also take in your Toyotas, Fords, and Chevys, from brakes and tune-ups to full restorations. 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:22. Dick Grunzel is with us. Dick is the Vice President for Administration at Tucson International Airport, and he's also the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer for the airport. Let's go right back to the live line. Lots of folks want to talk about air service. I don't blame them. Sandy would like to talk with Dick Grunzel. Go ahead, Sandy.
Good morning. My comment is about Southwest Airlines. They managed to have a nonstop to a couple of cities that I know of, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, I don't know what else. As far as just the gentleman comment on the cattle car, yes, it is a little bit inconvenient, but they get you there, they're willing to do the nonstop, and they're very courteous and not expensive.
Yeah. Thanks for that comment, because I agree. You know, no doubt Southwest is a fantastic airline, and they, you know, up until the merger with American and U.S. Airways, which is kind of ongoing, they've been our largest carrier since at least the mid-1990s here, and they serve more destinations than anyone else here in Tucson. San Diego, Las Vegas, you mentioned, Los Angeles, I think you mentioned, Las Vegas, Denver, Chicago. So they have made a very tremendously large investment in Tucson, and we love to have them here.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mention that the flights I've been on are nonstop, and that's very important. even for a short flight, and they do that.
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Sandy. And, of course, that is so important to Tucson travelers. They do, if possible, Dick, want to go nonstop, and we want them to go nonstop. And that's what Dick spends most of his day. I don't know if it's most
of
your day.
A lot of
it. A lot of your day trying to improve the air service out of Tucson. Again, 790-2040. Sandy, thank you for the call. Try to work in as many calls as possible here. Josh, you are up next talking about air service. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, just a quick question. How much have you looked into, like, making us a sub-hub for Mexico, or more importantly, northern Mexico? From a deal where they fly through here, go through customs, and then go on their way.
Mexico is definitely one of our top priorities on adding air service. And, you know, one of the challenges we have is that, you know, there's people in Tucson are going to a lot of different places in Mexico. So it kind of spreads the wealth. So it makes it a little more difficult to, you know, have that critical mass for any individual location. Although Hermosillo is certainly the primary focus, because it would be somewhat of a hub for people from Tucson being able to fly to Hermosillo and then connecting on other flights to other places within Mexico.
Real quick, I know you're busy, but real quick, I was looking at it the other way. People from Mexico coming to here, that way we get a lot of people from there. That makes us a bigger airport. That means people from Tucson can fly to wherever they want because of the people in Mexico who fill up the plane.
Again, another one of those ideas that makes a lot of sense to you and to us. Unfortunately, doesn't make a lot of sense to the airlines. They're just not going to make Tucson a hub for Mexico. I wish they would, but unfortunately, that's not going to be in the cards.
Yeah, and Josh, thanks for the call. And one way to impress the airlines, Dick, and obviously just by the calls today, people want nonstop service. It's a kind of a third rail here in Tucson. But one way that we can all do ourselves a favor is by using the local airport, getting the numbers up. What percentage goes to Phoenix?
Almost one third.
Can you imagine if a large percentage of that one third stayed in Tucson? Those numbers suddenly look a lot better to these airlines you're talking to.
Right. I mean, just a perspective on that one third. So currently we have roughly 55 flights a day. If we kept all of those people flying out of Tucson, that just the simple math says we could have up to 80 to 85 flights per day.
Wow.
And with that additional critical mass, not only would it be flights, probably more flights to places we already fly, but it would also be flights to additional nonstop destinations, which is really the important thing. So it's just critically important that people support our airport, because that's the best argument we can make to the airlines for additional service is when our planes are all full.
Before we let you get away, Dick, want to mention Delta. Delta and Alaska, for folks who don't know, up in Seattle, the hub for Alaska. Delta and Alaska going head to head. They've got a kind of an air war going on, airfare war, which is good for us because we're going to get some additional service toward the end of this year for next winter out of Delta.
Delta is going to be adding this busy season. They actually did one flight per week on Saturdays, which was new service to Seattle for Delta, which goes along with the Alaska daily service. So next year, the flight did so well that next year, starting in December, they're going to do that flight as a daily between Tucson and Seattle. So we'll have at least two daily flights to Seattle from Tucson. And who knows, it could be even more because Alaska has also been liking. They added a little bit of extra capacity here during the busy season, and they are definitely interested in talking about adding more service themselves.
Dick, and one other reason not to go up to Phoenix, the merger with US Air previously based in Phoenix, now will be based in Dallas-Fort Worth as part of the American merger. But I did some checking for a flight I'm going to be taking actually at the end of next summer, and wanted to go up. We like to go up to Banff and Lake Louise up in Alberta. Good way to get there now because American and they've kind of merged their flight schedules. You hop on in Tucson, stop in Phoenix, and you go nonstop into Calgary.
Yeah, and not only Calgary, but just about anywhere Vancouver, in the western
wherever,
part of
yeah,
of the U.S.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
It's a great option with that merger.
So I think actually the merger is going to help Tucson. I think perhaps people who were using U.S. Air driving up to Phoenix to go nonstop on U.S. Air, now it's just a simple connection.
Yeah, and our airport, let's face it, anybody who's used it recently has to admit how pleasant it is to use our airport.
It is.
To me, there's no reason not to, but of course I'm biased.
Well, of course you are, and I'll tell you, there are local people working at the airport, and so you're supporting the economy, and you're getting a pretty good travel experience to get your trip going wherever you're headed in the world. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dick Grunzel. And want to send people over to your website because you keep improving that. And by the way, we'll talk about this in your next visit about all the improvements with food service. You've got new vendors coming in.
All be coming within the next couple of years. And mm-hmm. we're looking for local vendors, both food and beverage as well as retail, who might want to be part of that program. They can sign up on our website, flytucson.com. Under What's New, you'll see a link there. We want to hear from people who would like to do business at the airport, and we're going to be having meetings to talk with them about that coming up, and we just want to make sure you're on the list so we can notify you of when those meetings are going to be.
And there'll be some advertising concessions for your new live TV in the gate areas?
That's right. Our advertising program in the terminal is changing, and within a few months, we should be having TV monitors in the gate areas so people can be a little bit entertained anyway while they're waiting for their flight out.
All right, Dick Grunzel, we'll see you in a couple of months. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill, very much.
All right, coming up on 12:32, it's the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. From air service to another one of my favorite subjects, and I think a lot of listeners are concerned also about the way they feel. Wellness, nutrition, health, that's next with Jack Shalom right after this.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pest and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where it is 12:36, and underneath me, the music of Coldplay, La Vida. I really love that bumper music, Jack Chalom. I always like that when Ed puts that up. You like that song?
It sounds good.
All right. That's Jack Chalom. Jack visits with us every month here. Jack is the nutrition reporter, trademarked and such. He is the nutrition reporter who puts out a very popular monthly newsletter about nutrition. Jack is also a personal nutrition coach. He is one of America's most trusted health writers. He is a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's a best-selling author. He's got at least 20 books to his credit, most of them available on Amazon. He speaks all over the world about nutrition, and he would like to speak to you. 790-2040 for any nutrition questions, wellness questions. Jack would be happy to entertain those. The last time you were with us, Jack, you were doing a speaking engagement at a new market that was opening, a new market that pretty much concentrates, I guess, on organic foods.
Yeah, natural grocers. Mm-hmm. It's a Denver-based, family-owned chain. I've known the owners for a very long time. They opened their first Tucson store in January, southeast corner of Broadway and Kolb. Three more stores are in the works in Tucson over the next 18 months.
And you had a nice attendance?
Standing room only. Yeah, it was packed.
What were the predominant questions? People about supplements or their health or what did they want?
I was talking about my book, The Inflammation Syndrome. Mm-hmm. And so the real focus was on diet and some of the best anti-inflammatory supplements out there. There's a product by Solgar I like called Solgar 7. It's essentially an herbal product. Curcumin is another good anti-inflammatory. And then one we have talked about many, many times, the omega-3 fish oils.
Oh, yes. So important, omega-3s. And you have to take the right amount, though, and the brand is important, right?
Quality brand, and there are a lot of brands.
Yeah. But anyway, right now we're going to lead off by talking about CQ10. So many people are on these statins. And if you're on a statin, maybe you would benefit from something called CQ10.
Yeah, we call it CoQ10 coenzyme Q10, which is kind of a funny sounding name for something that should have been termed a vitamin when it was discovered in 1957. And it plays a key role in how our cells operate. And basically, we're a collection of, what, maybe 70 trillion cells in the body?
That many.
Yeah. And this was the basis of the 1978 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. So this is not something that's kind of like left-wing science or, you know, stuff that's just totally off the wall. So we've got...
So it's got a good track record.
Yes, yeah. So we've got millions of people in this country, many more overseas, taking statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. And what the statin drugs do is inhibit an enzyme called, it's a mouthful, HMG coenzyme A reductase. Mm-hmm. And basically what's downstream from that enzyme is how the body makes cholesterol. Well, what's also downstream from that enzyme is the body's manufacture of CoQ10. So basically, to block cholesterol production, we also block CoQ10 production. That leads to a whole range of side effects, which vary from person to person. Sometimes it's fatigue. Probably the most common symptom is muscle pain, what's called myopathy. And so there have been quite a few studies over the years showing that taking CoQ10 with a statin drug reduces the risk of those side effects. And the latest study was published last month. It was really an analysis of five studies with 253 people. And overall, the muscle pain issues that these patients reported decreased by about half.
Wow.
And so it's important. It's extraordinarily safe. And here's one other kicker. Back in 1990, one of the leading drug companies got what's called a use patent for combining a statin drug with CoQ10. And so they've been keeping that in their hip pocket all these years. They've never marketed the combination, but they know that the CoQ10 helps with the statin side effects.
So they know it works.
Yes.
Walter will be up first with us during this particular segment talking about nutrition. Go ahead, Walter.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have a 16-year-old who's been a vegetarian for 3 years, and that was kind of difficult for me to understand. But now she's on a vegan kick, and now I'm a little worried about her nutritional needs, getting enough protein, and I am ignorant to a lot of things like that, but it just worries me now because she's still developing, and I'm not sure if she's going to get what she needs. What do you think about that?
Well, a vegan diet is very, very restrictive. A lot of teenagers do adopt vegan or vegetarian diets. It almost has a fad-like quality. I know a number of vegans. They really have to know what they're doing nutritionally. And the stumbling block for a lot of vegans or just vegetarians in general is they're consuming way too much refined carbohydrates, too many slices of bread, muffins, pasta, not enough protein, and not enough veggies. And so, you know, there are some good books out there on how to do vegan diets sensibly, but you can't approach something like this with the idea of, well, I'm going to avoid all animal products. Avoidance doesn't make total nutrition sense. You've got to really think about compiling a healthy, nutritious diet. Now, one of the problems with being a parent is if you fixate on it, then you basically lock the kid into it. And so kind of a soft approach often works better. And you know, maybe in a year, she'll just kind of like grow out of this phase.
Okay. Thank you, Walter. So philosophically, for some of the kids, the vegan diet makes sense to them, but then they really could be being undernourished in certain areas.
Yeah. And nutritional deficiencies are common. You know, things like vitamin B12, zinc, B12 is important to the brain and the heart. Zinc is important for normal growth. You know, people really have to be very mindful of the good things. And again, people tend to shortchange the veggies.
790-2040, 790-2040 for your health and wellness questions for Jack Chalom. If you would like to just send over an email, if you're at the computer at work and can't call, it's bill@buckmastershow.com. Real simple email there for you, and you can send us a question. I've got the email fired up here in front of me, and I'll get that question on to Jack. But right now at 12:45, we'll take a break on the Buckmaster Show. Then we'll be right back. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, a newsmaker interview with Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson. Also, we'll talk with Daisy Jenkins about her new novel titled Within the Walls, A Journey Through Sexism and Racism in Corporate America. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Always on BuckmasterShow.com. That's for our anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive. All right, coming up on 12:50. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. We have all sorts of nutrition questions left for Jack in the remaining 10 minutes of the show. 790-2040. And Ingrid would like to ask Jack a question. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Hello, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Chalom. By any chance, would you happen to know the name of the protein that's completely lacking in a vegetarian diet and for which people are recommended to take a supplement? I'll hang up. Thank you.
Well,
protein.
Yeah, protein is composed of amino acids, and I think 10 of them are what's considered essential because the body can't make them. Depending on the composition of the vegetarian diet, the lacking amino acids could vary. The key one would probably be methionine. But if someone is constructing a vegetarian or vegan diet carefully, legumes, some grains like rice, a lot of veggies, they can balance all this out relatively well. If someone wants to add a measure of safety, there are a lot of good tasting vegetarian protein drinks on the market, and any of the natural food stores in town will carry them. And so just mixing up a glass of that kind of protein mix each day is probably just enough to balance things out, as long as the diet overall is wholesome.
Okay, Ingrid called us at 790-2040. This portion of Buckmaster is brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson, and they have some great restaurants over there. Been recognized by the New York Times, actually. The Times says Silver City is a road trip destination among those willing to drive for a good meal. Well, I think so. And then Smithsonian Magazine offering the authentic New Mexico experience, something for everyone. You can find out more about Silver City on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Georgetown Cabins, Cottage of Whispering Canyon, among the fine places to stay, and there's so many things to do. Jack, I know you've driven over there. You like New Mexico a lot. Shoot a lot of photographs over there. For folks that don't know, jackchalomphotography.com, is that?
jackchalom.com/photography.
Great photography. Jack is a very, very talented photographer. So talented, his photograph of White Sands National Monument was featured, let me see if I can remember the month, in the Nikon calendar. Was it October?
September.
September. But I mean, think about it, folks. Nikon could have chosen a lot of images from a lot of photographers around the world, and one of the 12 images was Jack's image. And shooting at White Sands probably isn't all that easy with the reflections of the sands.
Yeah, you've got to pick the right time of day, which is either early morning or very late afternoon. But it's pretty out there. The whole state is pretty, and we were just out there We took a week off vacation.
You were in Santa Fe. You lived in Santa Fe for a while, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah. And I think we've got a trip coming up in the next month or two up to the Silver City area.
Good, good. Tell my friends in Silver City hello. We have more to talk about, though, about nutrition. One supplement I really like is the extract of the turmeric root. It's a potent antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory substance.
Yeah, the extract is called curcumin. Turmeric root is one of the main ingredients in Southeast Asian cuisine, but only about 3% of it actually qualifies as curcumin, and that's what you'll find in curcumin supplements. And so this is a powerful anti-inflammatory. It has so many benefits. The MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston has basically segued research on curcumin to clinical trials and as an adjunct in treatment. The latest study is really about the effect on memory and mood and energy levels. And this was done in Australia. And they gave people different types of dosing, typically 400 milligrams per day. Mm-hmm. And in one of the aspects of the study, they looked at what happened to people 1 hour after taking a curcumin supplement. And so the researchers said significantly improved, quote unquote, attention and short-term memory.
Yeah, that's... I seem to take it, and I feel a little sharper after taking it.
Yeah, and another part of the study basically involved 4 weeks of supplementing, and the result of that was, again, better short-term memory for just learning, storing, managing information. Good
multitasking,
stuff.
Multitasking, it's called.
Yeah, multitasking. Yeah.
How about the Mediterranean diet? You talk about that in the Nutrition Reporter in the February
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, there are these things on the tips of our chromosomes. Our chromosomes contain our genetic material, and these tips are called telomeres. And these basically are kind of like insulation. They protect the chromosomes from damage. And a study, this was done in large part by people at the Harvard Medical School, no fly-by-night outfit. They found that women who more closely followed the Mediterranean diet had longer telomeres. This is a good thing because it shows that their genetic material in each cell is better protected. Hmm. And so the more closely they adhered to the Mediterranean diet over many years, the less damage to the telomeres. And biologically, they were younger. You know, they may have still been 60 years old, but biologically, they might have been 50 or 55 years old.
It's not that hard, really, to follow the Mediterranean diet either. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, and it's very tasty. Mm-hmm. You know, fish, chicken, a lot of veggies, whole grains, ample use of olive oil. You know, it's very, very easy. And if you don't feel like cooking, there are certainly enough Mediterranean, Italian, Greek type restaurants here in town.
Well, a friend of ours just emailed us saying his name is David, and this isn't a nutrition question. It's a music question, Ed. This came in. He said he recently discovered Coldplay about a year ago, and now it's his number one station on Pandora, and he sees he can't get enough. Hearing you play and talk briefly about Coldplay definitely raised my interest in your show. Shows your good taste Funny how such a little thing can have an effect. Well, thank you very much, David. And Ed likes to hear that, too.
And music is in a universal language.
Music, the universal language. Right, Jack?
It is. And I've told people it's kind of like the secret to my soul.
There you go. And if folks want to hear a particular artist, they'd like to hear some kind of...
Give us some ideas.
Yeah, give us some ideas. We are always open to it. And on Friday, one of the things I'm trying to do is kind of feature a different kind of... We've been doing 60s groups. We did the Byrds. We did America last week. Haven't decided what 60s group I'm going to use this Friday for the show. But, you know, I'm a child of the 60s, Jack, so...
Yeah, well, we were talking in the control room about what music could we use with me, and I suggested James Brown. I feel good.
All right, Jack, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. Where can people find more about the Nutrition Reporter?
It's easy, nutritionreporter.com.
And if you're looking, thank you, Jack, for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
If you're looking for a great mechanic, Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works for all of your foreign and domestic auto needs. It's Tucson's, I think it's the finest auto shop in town, midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. The website is perfectionautoworks.com. This afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. Then the Daily Double, Chris DeSimone. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander at 12:04. Until then, have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.